If you're tired of being dead, Jesus says, I am the resurrection. I am what you're looking for.
Dr. Tony Evans says that's as true today as it was in biblical times.
He not only was the resurrection, he is the resurrection for your present situation.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. It's been said the gospel isn't about making bad people good. It's about making dead people alive. We'll learn the truth of that statement as Dr. Evans begins today's lesson with a story. Let's join him.
In John chapter 11, we have a problem. We're told the problem in verse 14. Jesus's friend named Lazarus has died. The disciples have discovered he's died, but Jesus throws us a curveball in verse 15. He says, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there. That doesn't sound like a friend. That doesn't sound like somebody who cares for you. He says, so that you may believe, let us go to him. In other words, I'm delaying going there because I want to show you something when we get there. In order for me to show you what I want to show you, I had to let things get worse before they get better. In order to let you see what I want you to see, I let them go downhill before I'm going to take them uphill, because until he got way down, you won't see what I can do. He delayed it on purpose so he could show up and show out. He finally shows up late. Has Jesus ever showed up late on you? He finally shows up too late, after stuff has died. And I know sometimes in your life, you wonder, how come Jesus hadn't shown up yet? You done prayed, you done fasted, you done called on God, you done come to church, and stuff just keep dying. Stuff just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. He finally shows up. When he shows up, Martha, Lazarus' sister, has a frustration. It's a frustration some of you came here on Easter with, because Martha says in verse 21, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. All you had to do was be here, and you could have reversed the sickness and brought him back to health. But because you were nowhere to be found, my situation got worse, and my brother Lazarus has died. Even now, I know whatever you ask God, he will do. And Jesus says in verse 23, I'm going somewhere. Your brother shall rise again. Your brother is going to rise again. Now watch this. Martha said to him, verse 24, I know he's going to rise again in the resurrection on the last day. In other words, I've been to Bible class. I've been to Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. I've been to seminary, and I know the doctrine of the resurrection. That one day his body's going to leave the ground and go up to heaven. I know my theology, but Jesus, right now I'm not interested in Bible study. I got a death on my hands. And if you would have been here, I wouldn't have to go through this pain I'm in. I'm in this pain because you were nowhere to be found, and my doctrinal classes aren't helping me right now. I know in the last day he's going to rise again, but I got a problem now. And that my brother's dead, and you were nowhere to be found. Jesus has a response to her and to you. Verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Please don't miss what Jesus said. He could have changed the tenses and changed the meaning. He didn't say, I was the resurrection. He didn't say, I will be the resurrection. He said, I am right now your resurrection. I am the resurrection. In other words, I let your brother die so that you can see what I can be to you right now. A lot of folk have gone to church today to remember the resurrection. Some folks have come to church to find out what will happen in their future resurrection. But today I want you to know he is right now for you, the resurrection. I am the resurrection. So if you came here dead, if you came here embalmed, if you came here entombed, if you came here with issues, if you came here wishing he would have shown up earlier, the reason why he delayed is because he's trying to build something bigger than you could have ever seen in your current state. He wants you to see what he can do with dead people when he raises them out of their grave. So if you came here today 6 feet under, if you came here today way underneath the dirt with maggots setting in on your life, I have some good news. He not only was the resurrection, he not only will be the resurrection, the good news today is he is the resurrection. He is the resurrection for your present situation. So there are three things in this passage that you need to know. I call them the gifts of the resurrection. The three things that Jesus Christ wants you to know he's going to give you when you really decide to believe in him. Gift number one. The first thing he's going to give you is life. He allows the death of Lazarus to be the illustration of what it meant when he said, I am in the present, in your present situation, the resurrection. Let's look at it. Verse 39, he says, remove the stone. Martha, the sister of deceased, said to him, Lord, watch this, by this time there will be a stench. For he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, did not I say to you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God? I delayed and let things get stinky so that you could see something you could have never seen otherwise. Jesus prays. He says in verse 41, Father, I thank you that you hear me, and I knew that you would hear me always because of the people standing around. I said it, that they may believe that you did send me. And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Oh, I wish I had time. I don't have time because I got two other points, but we got three words here. Lazarus, come forth. Now, let me tell you what I'm glad. I'm glad Jesus didn't just say, come forth. All the dead would have jumped out of there. I'm also glad he knew Lazarus' name. He said, Lazarus, come forth. He called a specific name of a specific man in a specific grave to be released from his death. God knows your name. God knows your death, and he knows how long you've been stinking. But when he calls your name, somehow all that putrid disappears. Somehow strength in your legs return. Somehow you're clothed back in your right mind. And when you thought all you were good for was worm food, he can reach down in there and pull you out, because he not was the resurrection only and will be the resurrection. He can resurrect dead people right out of their death. And that means you, because he knows your name. Lazarus, come forth. The first thing he gives is life to people who are tired of being dead. You may be dead emotionally. You may be dead attitudinally. You may be dead circumstantially. You may be dead relationally. But my Savior specializes in cemeteries. He knows how to visit graveyards and take dead people and give them back their life. I am the resurrection. You know, we talk about this thing called life. Let me let you read again verse 26. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? One of the great things about being a Christian is to know you're never going to die. I mean, I can't think of a greater reality than the knowledge you're never going to die. The reason you don't have to fear death is when you're in a right relationship with Jesus Christ, you're never going to experience it. You will never, ever experience death. The Bible says to be absent from the body is at the very same time to be present with the Lord. In other words, less than a second after the moment you die, you are ushered into eternity. So you're not dead long enough to know it happened. The beautiful thing about being a Christian is Jesus says, because you believe in me, you shall never, ever die. Some of you are here today and your death is your fear of death. You can't do a will because you're scared of death. You don't want to get life insurance because it reminds you of death. And no matter how much you package it, pass away, rest in peace. It's still death to you. But what God does is because he gives new life, he removes the issue of death because death does not exist for the one who is the resurrection. Well, what happens when I die? Don't forget, he is right then and there the resurrection. When Lazarus died in Luke 16, the Bible says Lazarus died and immediately he was escorted into heaven. He got angelic pallbearers to take him into the presence of God. The beautiful thing about Jesus Christ is that he raises people from the dead. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care how bad it is. Why has not God come through for you yet? Because you're not dead enough yet. You don't stink enough yet. You haven't gotten low that you'll look up and say, no other help I know. I need somebody who specializes in raising folk from the dead. Jesus says, I am the answer to your death. I will give you life. If you're tired of being dead, then if you look to me, I will give you your life. So if there's somebody here today that wants to live, I'm talking about real life. I'm not talking about that pretend plastic stuff. I'm not talking about that stuff you cover up with makeup and nice clothes and weaves. I'm not talking about that stuff you cover up with friends and parties and entertainment. I'm not talking about that stuff that comes along and gives you an imitation here and an imitation there. I'm not talking about the stuff you pick up in a bottle so that you can drown your problems away. I'm not talking about that stuff you smoke in the pipe that will help you to forget how miserable you really are. I'm not talking about that stuff that camouflages. Jesus says, I am the real resurrection and I am the real giver of life. I am the resurrection. The first thing he gives you is life. There's a second thing he gives when you discover he's the resurrection in the present. Verse 44. He who had died came forth. Now that's a lot of stuff happening real quick. He who had died came forth, but we got a problem. He's bound hand and foot with wrappings. And his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Jesus, not only as the resurrection gives you life, he gives you liberty. He was all tied up. He had life, but what he didn't have was liberty. What is liberty? Liberty is the freedom to become all God redeemed you to be. That's liberty. Some of you are all tangled up. You've been tripped up by circumstances. Jesus Christ not only gives you life, he gives you liberty. So you are now freed up to become all that you were meant to be. Some of us are still caterpillars when you were redeemed to become a butterfly. You're crawling on the ground when you were redeemed to fly. You're satisfied to be an ugly saint rather than a sparkling Christian because you have not been set free. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So if you're a Christian and you hardly ever smile, there's hardly any joy in your life, it's because you're still wrapped up. You're still in them old grave clothes. A butterfly can never fly until it sheds itself of that caterpillar structure. It is time that you understand that Jesus came to not only give you life, he said, but to give it to you more abundantly.
Dr. Evans will tell us about the freedom that comes along with that new life when he returns with more of our message in a moment. First, though, I want to tell you about his brand new book, Motivational Prayers for Men. It builds on what we're learning by teaching men to approach God with confidence and assurance. It's packed with over 60 topical prayers and motivational thoughts focused on finding your purpose, building stronger relationships, surviving trials, growing in financial wisdom, and more. Request a copy of Motivational Prayers for Men right away, and we'll send it to you as our gift in appreciation for any contribution you can make toward Tony's ministry. As a bonus, we'll also include all 12 messages in his brand new series, Kingdom Men Rising, making this the perfect package to help you dig deeper into this important subject or share it with those in your church or study group. Details on this limited-time offer are waiting for you online at tonyevans.org or call 1-800-800-3222, where resource team members are standing by. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will have more of our message after this.
Coming up April 30th through May 3rd, the Urban Alternative is hosting a pair of conferences that can change your church and the community you serve. The first is the Kingdom Agenda Leadership Expo, designed for your church's entire ministry team. It features a special track on how to implement the revolutionary Adopt-A-School program developed by Dr. Evans, along with real-world answers and insights from members of his leadership team in areas like children's ministry, worship, media, administration, and many more.
It is going to be a powerful time of training, equipping, challenging, and fellowshipping for everyone who has a responsibility in the local church to equip you for more impactful ministry in your church and to your community.
The expo is followed by the Kingdom Agenda Pastors Summit, just for senior or assistant pastors and their wives. You'll spend time with Tony and his wife Lois and enjoy powerful teaching from H.B. Charles Jr., Todd Wagner, and Dr. Eric Mason.
You'll be encouraged, you'll be motivated, and you'll be sent out to do what God's already called you to do and be faithful doing it.
The Kingdom Agenda Leadership Expo is coming up April 30th through May 1st, followed immediately by the Pastors Summit from May 1st through the 3rd. Space is limited, so don't wait. Get the details and make your reservation today by visiting tonyevans.org or call us at 1-800-800-3222.
Now, what is freedom? Freedom is not the absence of boundaries. Freedom doesn't mean there are no limitations. You can't have a football game without sidelines. You can't have a baseball game without foul lines. You can't have a tennis court without baselines. You've got to have restriction in order to be free enough to play the game. So freedom is not having boundaries, or like some people want, flexible boundaries. They just want boundaries that don't mean anything. They're just elastic boundaries, so it can change anytime they want to. Those people will never be free because they will never be stable enough inside a clear enough structure to free them up to live life as life was meant to be lived. But when you understand the divine boundaries, then you are now free enough to play the game of life. And what God wants to do is set you free to be all he was meant for you to be when he died on the cross for you and rose from the dead for you. It is truly being free at last. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So if you came here this morning all tied up, all banged up, bundled up, wrapped up in your past, wrapped up in your present, wrapped up in your fears about the future, you come here with mistakes. You know, the 507th maintenance company took a wrong turn in Iraq. And when they took a wrong turn, they wind up being captured by the enemy. Free people, now POWs, because they took a wrong turn. They should have gone this way. They turned right, and they went the wrong way. And they wind up becoming prisoners of war, being incarcerated by a foreign force. But there was an insider, an Iraqi, who said, I think what you're looking for, special forces, is over there in that house. The special forces went to the house and found the POWs, who were POWs because they turned the wrong way. Some of us in our lives have turned the wrong way. We should have been going this way, but we chose to go that way. And we look back on mistakes that we made, and we're still haunted by those mistakes because we turned the wrong way. But God has got an insider. It's the job of the Holy Ghost to track you down, point you out, so that God and the special forces of his angelic host can loose you and let you go. He doesn't want you to be a POW of your past, a POW of your present, or a POW of your future. He wants to set you free. And I hope you saw him on television, because when they came and they had come back to Germany, back to freedom, all they did was celebrate what it's like to be free. Because sometimes you don't know what it's like to be free till you've been a slave. You don't know what it's like to be free until you've been tied up. So Jesus will let you take a wrong turn, let you be tied up, so he can set you free, so that you'll never forget what it's like to be free at last, to be able to fight God Almighty. You're free at last. He not only gives you life, he gives you liberty. He unties you. So if you're tired of being dead or tied up, broke down, Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Yeah, I was the resurrection, because I sure have got myself up out that grave. I will be the resurrection, because when you die, I'm going to get you up out that grave. But you don't have to take 2,000 years to see that I am the resurrection. I can lift you up right now out of the muck and mire of your 6 foot under experience. But I got to let you stink first, so that you know it was me. There's one other gift that God has for you today. One other gift. Chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving. But Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. A little bit ago, Lazarus is stinking. Dead as a doorknob. He is now chilling with the Savior. Verse 2 says he was reclining at the table. Reclining at the table means intimate fellowship. Jesus put it this way in Revelation chapter 3. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open up, I will come in and have dinner with him, sup with him. That means have an intimate association, a love affair. Jesus not only gives you life, he not only gives you liberty, but he sure enough knows how to give you love. People are looking for love today. They want to know what it feels like to be loved. They want to know the experience of being loved. Jesus said, you have never met a lover like me. I am the resurrection. If I can get you up from the dead, I know how to recline at the table with you. I know how to bring us into intimate fellowship with one another. In other words, if I can solve the problem of your graveyard, I can sure solve the problem of your meaning, of your search for love, of your search for value, of your search for significance. I am what you're looking for. Don't settle for a cheap substitute, because nobody can love you like I can love you. He's reclining at the table. The man has gone from maggot food to eating food with the Savior. He's reclining at the table. He's gone from misery to meaning. He's gone from pain to purity. He's gone from emptiness to significance. All because Jesus was his resurrection. A lot of us are looking to the wrong folk to raise us from the dead. You're going to this, raise me up. To that, raise me up over there. And Jesus is saying, you ain't dead enough yet. Because until you throw yourself at me, I am the resurrection. And if I can get myself up by myself, I don't need help to get you up from where you are. I am your present tense resurrection. I am the resurrection. If you're tired of being dead, if you're tired of being tied up, if you're tired of being unloved, Jesus says, I am the resurrection. I am what you're looking for. I am the one who's come to meet your deepest need. It's more than a doctrine. It's a person. It's more than a resume. It's an interview. Crystal is 8 months pregnant. And she didn't get there by herself. Jesse was in the picture. In other words, in order for her to be pregnant, intimacy had to occur. You show because a connection has been made. You know why a lot of us aren't showing? Because we ain't been close. And if you're not close, you can't show. But once you've been close, you can't hide it. Or you can cover it over with some big dresses for a while. But after a while, it becomes evident. I'm not in this by myself. I've gotten hooked up. I've gotten close. And you can't hide it. It affects your appetite. It affects your dress size. It affects your ability to sleep. It'll affect your whole life. Because once this thing gets started, you can't stop it. Being a little pregnant doesn't last long. It's going to all show up after a while. And when you hooked up with the resurrection, it'll be clear somebody has got life inside of you. Because it's showing up and your pregnancy, because of your intimacy with the Savior, becomes an evidence that you can't hide. God is able to take you right where you are and give you life. He can give you liberty and he can give you love. And you've been looking everywhere else. You've been satisfied with cheap substitutes. You're satisfied to ride in spiritual coach when your resurrection Savior's got a first class ticket? He says, you haven't found it because you have not looked for it in me. Jesus Christ is looking for folk who know that they can't do it on their own, who know they can't make it work on their own, so he can take that which is broken and fix it so that it will be clear, God met me in the graveyard and gave me life, liberty, and love. And when he does it, you'll never be the same. This is the kind of love you've been searching for. It's a love who knows your name.
If you're ready to experience that kind of love for yourself, if you've never taken the step of asking Jesus Christ to be your personal sin bearer and guarantee you a place in heaven for eternity, take a few minutes to visit TonyEvans.org today. Click on the top menu and follow the link that says Jesus. There, Dr. Evans will tell you why getting to heaven isn't just about going to church and trying to be good. Easter is all about new life, and that's what Jesus is ready to give you today, if you'll ask him. Again, visit TonyEvans.org to find out more. For the rest of us, let me just throw in a quick reminder about our current special offer I told you about earlier. If you can help us continue this broadcast by making a donation of any amount, large or small, we'll say thanks by sending you all 12 CDs in Tony's current series, Kingdom Men Rising, along with his brand new book, Motivational Prayers for Men. Contact us before time runs out at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222 or visit TonyEvans.org. While you're there, look over the list of theaters and showtimes for Tony's new movie, Kingdom Men Rising, coming April 29th and 30th. Make it an outing for the men's group at your church or a date night for you and your spouse. Dr. Evans and a list of special guests take an exciting look at how your home, your community, even our whole country can change when men step up to their God-given responsibility. Again, TonyEvans.org is the place to go for more information. Who decides what it means to be a real man? Well, too often, we leave that job to the people who write action movies or TV shows. But next week, Dr. Evans will explore the biblical model of manhood. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.